Well, good evening, people. On tonight's show, I'm interviewing a band called Chasing Deer. Met them last week, been looking at them for a while. I played a track on my country show last night. Yeehaw! And it wasn't country. But yeah, this is a great interview with a great band. So thanks for joining me on... Yeah, I'm going to be playing the EP as well. Yeah, I'm going to start off playing the one that I played last night at the start of my country show. It's The Simple Life. Absolutely beautiful song. And they're on in Leamington Spa. Yeah, listen to the show. Thanks for joining me. If you're on iTunes, please subscribe. Please like and comment. Yeah, let's get on with the show. And here we go. The Simple Life by Chasing Deer.
Slow down, let go. Step back, take it in. See here now, it's about to begin. Walk out, back out, just take your time. Breathe deep, you'll find yourself inside. Some flashing lights can bother you now. We're where we belong, right here. You're in a place where nothing's real. Come out the cold and start to feel. It's warm, so bright, so take the dive. Come find the truth and feel alive. We'll go back to the simple life. Stress or flashing lights can bother you now. We're where we belong, right here. Nobody has to know exactly where we'll go. And in the afterglow, take my hand, take my hand. We'll go back to the simple life, where worries all disappear. No strain or stress or flashing lights can bother you now.
Go to the website Chasing Deer. You can order an EP from there. It's called Moving On. I think that song is beautiful, boys. Well done. Love it. Yeah, last week I was at the Ealing Business Show in Ealing Town Hall, which was an amazing event. I did some Pounce interviews. Go and check them out on YouTube. There's some coming up now and some on my Facebook page. But let's get on with the interview. Really appreciated spending time with the guys. And yeah, let's get on with the show. Right, so people... on the show tonight, I've been trying to track these down for a while, and they're busy. I've been busy. It's Chasing Deers, funnily enough, so I've been trying to chase you. And down at Expo today in Ealing Town Hall, and I've just watched them play, and it was a good set. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. So what got you, the three of you, how did you, the three of you get together? What brought you together?
It's we've kind of been making music all individually for the kind of most of our lives.
Yeah.
And we've kind of came together through music recruitment websites and things like that online to create Chasing Deer, really. And we've been doing it full-time based in Ealing for the last year, pretty much part of a year. So we do literally 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, if you're passionate about it and you're not, and it's something you're good at, because you clearly are, and I'll, when I do the show, I'll put some of your music on, then it's not really work, is it? You get tired, but it's not the same, is it? It's not the same as...
It's great. We love doing it. We go out and we busk most days. And we meet loads of great people. Then we come and do shows like we are tonight. We're busking today. You know, we like to get out there and play and meet people, travel the world.
Yeah.
Couldn't complain, really.
No, it's good. So you're working again tomorrow?
Yeah.
What day is tomorrow?
Sunday.
Saturday. We're in
Oxbridge. Oh, Saturday, I was going to say Sunday.
We're in Oxbridge tomorrow busking, and then we're in Leek in the evening.
Yeah. Up north in Leek. Yeah.
Cool. So, because I bought you both your EPs today.
All right, thank you.
Off your manager.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your first EP, and then, you know, and your current one, what's that all about? And how's that, you know?
The first EP was Rewriting History, so that's six original songs. We released that when we were still in Warwickshire, so Leamington, Warwick, Solihull.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of support from BBC Introducing, Brodie Swain on BBC Introducing. And we kind of thought, hang on, we're doing something right here. So we had every track on there played, and they still play them, which is really nice.
Yeah, so what I thought I'd do, I'd play you a track from that first EP. You can still get that from going to the website. I'm sure the boys can sort you out. And this track is the first track on the album. The album is called Rewriting History, like you said, and this is called Depth of the Night. I tell you what, this will get you rocky on a Tuesday evening.
You're gone.
Yeah, brilliant. Hope you enjoyed that. That's from their first CD, Rewriting History. Let's carry on with the interview, eh?
It's from that, and from actually that interview, we got Band of the Month in August 2016, Band of the Month.
Yeah.
We kind of were in that interview and we thought, hang on a second, we should be doing this full time. So it took a few months, we made the decision, we quit our jobs and all moved down to London.
Excellent, it's a big step, isn't it? But that's the thing, isn't it? It's like when you're doing things, and some of the stuff I do, and it's the other people that are sort of giving you the feedback, which end up, it's a little penny drops and goes, actually, we're having all this positive feedback. That we must, and then they took, but to take the lead, that must have been a bit scary.
That was all right.
Well, I can tell he doesn't.
We were confident in what we do. We got good response. We'd been down to London to play a few times.
Yeah.
We worked out everything that we needed to do to make it happen, and then we just went for it and didn't have any problems.
We kind of feel that it's better to try something and then you've done it than to worry about it afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, and you're young enough to do it as well, and even if you did it and nothing happened from it, at least you've done it. There in 40 years going, oh, imagine if I'd have done that with those guys that I used to know back then. You don't know, do you? So I think unfortunately a lot of people don't take that leap of faith because they can't, they can't, they're scared of failure. But you know what, it's not failure, is it? Because if it doesn't work out, you go and do something else, don't you?
That's it, yeah. It's all learning, and we appreciate all the feedback. But yeah, we have great fun doing it, so as long as it lasts, we're happy, I think.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, when did the new EP come out? Was that recent?
That was May the 19th, so that's like 2 weeks ago.
Brilliant.
Time goes strangely for us because we pack so much into a day and a week that we don't always know where we are.
You lose track of it.
We do, yeah. But that was great. We had a EP launch in the Red Rooms, which is kind of not far from here. It was a sellout show, so it was our first sellout show in London. It was great to see people from kind of Birmingham, Warwick and Ealing all in one place.
Brilliant.
Because it's such a historic venue, it's the birthplace of the Rolling Stones where they met for the first time. Various famous musicians have played there. It was great to kind of do a good gig there.
Yeah, no, it's good because you play, obviously listening to that, you play some of your original songs and you also play, you do covers, don't you, as well,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah.
And you played one of my favourite bands earlier on, Oasis. I had a bit of a ding-dong with people on Facebook this week about, that's another story, about Liam being at the gig in Manchester. But yeah, I really like Oasis. I think they're really good. Well, I like what you do. There's loads of energy, isn't there? Loads of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he never shuts up, does he, the guitarist? What's your name, mate? Do you want to say something, Chris?
We had a good gig just now. The Expo. We really enjoyed busking today in Maidenhead. Went really well.
So do you find when you're busking then, do you find that your people recognise know who you are when you're busking now? Is it a mixture of it?
We've got, obviously when we go back to Solihull, we get a really good response.
Yeah.
People are always really kind of happy and appreciative that we go back. And then we do places like Windsor and Maidenhead where we get recognised. And
Leamington as well.
Yeah. Like when we first moved to London, Rob was out in London just doing something, and he got, who is it that you got stopped by? A couple on holiday.
A couple saw us in by McDonald's on the South Bank by the London Eye, and said, "Oh, it's you from Chasing Deer." And I said, "That's crazy." And I said, "Have you ever seen us live before? Have you seen us busking today?" And they said, "No, we found your videos online. They were from somewhere,
I think it was South Korea,
somewhere pretty
far
away."
You were joking.
And they said, "We love your music. It's just a coincidence we've seen you in London." And I told them about the gig, and they came along to a gig that night.
Wow!
So it's a small world.
And this is the thing. I mean, I do my talk show about business and doing your passion, and you don't know half the time what's going on in the background and who's finding you or who knows what you. I came along today, and there's a lady here. I mean, I live in the Midlands, and she went, "I recognise that T-shirt. I know you are." And she, do you know what I mean? It's a very strange feeling, isn't it, when people start to recognise you?
Yeah, and there's always stuff going on in the background, and we kind of try and do everything as professional as we can because it can be 5 years and someone comes back to you and says, "Do you know what, you said you'd do a party for me and now I want
to."
So you never know how long it's going to be, and you just got to keep persisting, I think, in what you do.
Yeah, it's really good. So what's your plans going forward then? Just keep creating the have you got a plan to
exit? Yeah, we've got a long-term plan. Yeah. We've got a lot of European and rest of the world things coming together at the moment.
Because we all live together, we kind of unveiled a big board yesterday to our manager of the plan for the rest of the year,
which
contains three or four European dates and little tours we have in. And we're hoping to work with the Kenyan Tourist Board, which is a bit different. And then we're going to be writing new material, releasing new stuff, doing regular videos, a bit of everything really. So bigger and better each month, each year.
I think you will, because as you start to, the more you get into it, the more experience you get, the more your music and you as a band evolve, don't it? So mm-hmm. you're all. Even though you're good, you get better and better all the time as you do more and more your gigs, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We're always looking to improve. We're never kind of happy with where we are.
And we do welcome criticism. That's the best way to improve.
It is really, isn't it? Because if it's from the right people, it's constructive. If it's just people, mouthing off just for the sake of it, that's not nice. But if someone just tweet this and tweet that... but I really truly enjoyed watching you and listening to you singing. It's full of fun. I've took some video, so I'll put some of that on YouTube. I did a bit of a GoPro. Brilliant. So I'll put some GoPro on YouTube for you. Loads of energy, and I'm sure you get, as it gets bigger and bigger and your fan base gets bigger, it's going to be really good for you. I think you've got a good future.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you have. Your manager's not bad as well. Yeah, so I thought we'd slip another song in here. This is the title track from their new EP, Moving On. Go and get it on the website, Chasing Deer, Moving On. Enjoy this, people.
You ask me if I fail to see all the things that I leave behind. Gonna keep on moving forward, forward, forward. I'll come back to them another time. Oh, I see you believe in me, even though you find it hard to say. I gotta keep on standing taller, taller, taller to make it through another day. It's all been about. Understand exactly what I mean. Then we can keep on getting closer, closer, closer to achieving everything we dream. Though you know I'll be missing you, it's just something I have to do. Got your love to help me through. It's just something I have to do. Got your love to help me through. Moving on.
Come on, Jeff. Come say hello.
Come say hello, Jeff. He's just wondering. Yeah, well, this is the radio interview. So,
radio.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, radio and everything. So you're the manager of this Motley Crew, aren't you?
Indeed.
Not the Motley Crew, actually. It's Chasing Deer. But, yeah, that's another band.
What, the Motley Crew? Yeah, Chasing Deer Band.
Yeah, so you manage these lot, these three chaps then?
Indeed, yeah. Bumped into them coincidentally, just up the road, and we had a brief chat, and one thing led to another. I've been working with you since last October, I do believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been a phenomenal few months. I'm sure I've already talked about how the social media has just gone through the roof over the last few weeks leading up to the EP launch. Have you talked about that?
Well, we haven't, but it's a good little segue into it.
Yeah, so had an EP launch on the 19th of May for Moving On. Sold out the legendary Red Rooms in Ealing, which for anybody that doesn't know, hosted in the 60s the Rolling Stones and the Who as residents, and then subsequently people like Alexis Corner, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, all played in the Red Rooms.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So we sold that out, and in the weeks leading up to that, the stats around your Facebook stream were what?
Yeah, we went up from our Facebook stream, our biggest one, reached 2.2 million people all over the world. A lot of fans in Brazil we gained from that. And our Facebook likes went from 2,500 up to over 10,000 in the space of a few weeks.
Wow.
So that was a great kind of push leading up to the EP launch, and then to then sell out the EP launch, and the sales for the CD itself have done really well. So it's great to kind of have all of that come together and be improving.
It's nice to write some songs to have a product come back, which is even better than the last one, and then package it up for an address in kind of Japan or wherever,
yeah,
and send it out.
I mean, that must give you, I don't know if that ever goes away, but that must give you, especially when you're at the stage you're at, must give you a real buzz, because the stuff, I know the stuff I do, and I go, you know, a bit like that with your lights. I've got a video on YouTube I did last Christmas, and it's just bimbled along. It's gone to, I looked last time, it went to 11,000, and I'm like, yeah, I've had 11,000 people watching that, and it's just like, wow, that's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's
the power of the internet, and we love to catch up with, when we can, pretty much all the time, we're catching up with individual people well. So out of the 2.2 million people, we spent a good few hours overnight talking to each one of them.
Wow.
Or obviously everybody who liked it and commented.
Yeah.
And it's great with the internet to be able to talk to someone on a beach in Jamaica who likes it, and then someone who's maybe housebound in America who waits for our music to cheer them up in the week.
Oh,
and you get all different types of nice comments from people, and we get people saying, you know, well, I'm playing this to my kids to get them up in the morning for school.
We had someone in Argentina who watched it, who's a school teacher, and she now teaches her English lessons with our music.
That's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, that probably keeps you driven, doesn't it, as well, because you're getting that feedback and it keeps you driving forward then, doesn't it?
And you need that, you know, it can be a tough life, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, the guys are working, like I said, they've just told me before, they're working 7 days a week, and it's what, half past seven, is it? It's quite 7.
Early
night.
Yeah, really
early. You could go a bit of busking somewhere outside somewhere in Ealing, couldn't you? You know, you've got a few hours left. No, but I think it's great. I think the amount of effort you're putting into it is just, you know, because you're passionate about it. I think it's really good. But you do need to take a bit of a break every now and then. You'll burn out.
I'll be all right.
Mind you, young guys, aren't you? I won't be able to do it 7 days a week. Yeah, so it's time for another track from the EP, and this one is called Cover of the Shade. So enjoy this, and we've got one more track to do that I'll play at the end of the show. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the music. Give them some feedback. Hook up with them on Twitter, @ChasingDeerBand. Give them some love. Let them know you've been listening to them. Let them know what you think about the music. They'll appreciate it.
He's gonna track you down. He's gonna make you pay. He's gonna track you down no matter what you say. Towering 6 foot far above the shadow of a man, he knows just what he's looking for on each part of his plan. And jack boots and a trench coat and well-concealed switchblade, he scours the land from east to west in cover of the shade. He's gonna track you down, he's gonna make you pay. He's gonna track you down no matter what you say. Forgotten all
those years ago, round 2 inches you have missed. He takes his time catching up with those to cross them off his list. He moves across the city with an evil piercing stare, and though you try your best to hide, he already knows that you're there. Can't escape it all and stop the nightmare coming true. But as the sun goes down, you realize the bells are chiming for you. He's gonna track you down, he's gonna make you pay. He's gonna track you down no matter what you say. Track you down.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that one. Cover Shade from Moving On EP. Let's carry on with the interview.
Can you 2.5 million
next week? Yeah, that's good. That is pretty amazing, pretty good. But you just, I think, I'm not just saying it because you say, I think you do. I mean, you was watching before and I said they're brilliant. Because when you do sing some of your songs, you've got your own sound in your voice when you're singing. What you do change it when you're singing different songs, and that what was that song?
The Simple Life that really got you.
Is it the new song?
Yeah.
That I'm going to play that next. That'll be the first one I played. I thought
you said this sounds sort of familiar, but it's different.
I felt like I knew it. I felt like I knew the song, and I was listening to one.
You might have heard it on BBC Radio.
I don't really listen to BBC Radio, but okay. What I'm saying is, I was listening to it, and it was like I like this instantly. And it's familiar. It's got a familiar sound to it. And straight away I thought, yeah, it's one of those songs that you'll go back to and listen to again and again because I think it's a cracker.
Thank you. Many more people will do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Just while we've got you here, while we've got your listeners might be worth mentioning that on the 18th of June, we're playing the Peace Festival in Leamington.
Right.
And so if people do want to see us, we are playing.
How long is that? That's only a couple of weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, not long.
We're playing. We've got an early slot. We're playing at 11:50. On the main stage.
Right.
So we'll be posting about that. So yeah.
Where's that in Leamington?
It's in the Pump Room Gardens.
Oh, in the gardens. In the Pump Room Gardens or the one?
The
opposite?
Pump Room Gardens. Yeah. Right, okay. With the bandstand in.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's on what date's that set again?
That's the 18th of June.
Cool.
You probably want to mention Solihull Summerfest.
Well, I suppose it's in that area.
Go for it.
On the 27th of August, we're playing the Solihull Summerfest, which we played last year. And that's this year with we're playing on the Sunday, and that's with Feeder, the Pigeon Detectives, and Top Loader. So three pretty good bands.
And they're sat somewhere saying we're going to be singing with Jason Dean around there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they're being interviewed somewhere. That's great. So that's. Well, that's good because I'll share that obviously on the radio. It's Radio Warwickshire, so that'll go locally anyway. And
fantastic.
I'm sure you'll have a great day and a great evening, and people enjoy it. So, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Well, it might be worth mentioning our social media while people are listening.
That's good.
So, we regularly post on YouTube. We put a new video out every Thursday.
Yeah.
Mostly recorded in Warwickshire as well with a Warwickshire company called Firewood Pictures. So that's every Thursday on our YouTube, which is youtube.com/chasingdeer. We're on Instagram. We do behind the scenes videos and pictures. That's instagram.com/chasingdeerband. And we're on Facebook, which is facebook.com/chasingdeer.
But it's been wonderful talking to you. Unless anyone's got anything else, I'll let you get to your Friday evening, a couple of hours off, and then back to it again.
A few emails to do, I think. So,
good stuff. Thanks for chatting with us.
Lovely. Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
And you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, lovely guys. Absolutely wonderful. Go and see him on the 18th of June in Leamington Spa, which is Father's Day. Get along there. I think I might be working in the studio with my wife. If I can try and sneak away, I want to go and see the guys because they are absolutely brilliant. I'm going to finish the show off with another track. The last track from their new EP from Moving On, which is Don't Slow Me Down. So Don't Slow Me Down, people. Join me again next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck with everything you're doing. I think you're going to be big. And I love the my favourite tracker on that EP is A Simple Life. I keep listening to it over and over again. See you soon. Take care.
A pretty girl just sitting there. She doesn't want to stay. Unappreciated, overworked and underpaid. Dreaming about the time that she went away. Dreaming about the time that she went away. She said, no, don't slow me down. You better get out of my way, don't slow me down. She said, no, don't slow me down. You better get out of my way, don't slow me down. She knows what she's about. So optimistic, self-assured that she just has to shout. Dreaming about the time that she went away. That pretty girl now runs the world, has everything in place. Complications, limitations, left without a trace. Dreaming about the time that she went away. Dreaming about the time that she went away. Well, she said, no, don't slow me down. You better get out of my way, don't slow me down. She said, no, don't slow me down. You better get out of my way, don't slow me down.
Chasing Deer, rewriting history.
Rewriting history, one day at a time. So there's no mystery, what's yours or what's mine. Stay away. Rewriting history.
shows are what's mine. I can't stay away.
Chasing Deer, Streets of London.
Need this now, I think I'm right. Maybe you'll find me in the streets of London.
Chasing Deer and Maybe.
Each day drives itself. I've been working on a lack of everything I need. This is how it is. More work and less play. But maybe that is the only way. I've been trying so hard to achieve so little. Each day getting shorter and this stack of work bigger. I've been waiting for the day that I can look back and say the result is worth all this crap. And now my lifelong dream seems miles away. Whoa, whoa, there's so many things my mind wants me to say. Whoa, whoa, maybe I should stop. After many long days and sleepless nights, I finally got it in my sights. The reward for my work, reality of my dream, the picture in my head like an HD screen. This 100-piece puzzle had almost finished, just a few more pieces without a place. Not long till the day that I can look back and see the result is worth all this crap. And now my lifelong dream seems far away. Give it.